This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM. At your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll-free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome to Party Line on this Wednesday. Let's thank our sponsors off the bat. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Brett Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antique, step back into a simple time. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. And Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty works for you. I'm Kevin Keith, along with WILO News Director Ken Hartman. Hi there, Ken.
Hello.
Skywatch weather forecast, a sunshine today and a high 52, not as cool tonight. Clear, low at 40. Breezy, not as cool tomorrow, mostly sunny, high 62. And partly cloudy on Friday, still warm, at least warm this time of year, high 62. And then Saturday, there's a chance of rain with a high 55. And rain showers likely again on Sunday, high 55 as well. Might be a wet weekend. 31 now from your official weather station, WILO. And it was supposed to get down to around 25, 26 last night. And I believe it did. I think Ken said it was 26 or so when he came in this morning. However, it actually went down a couple degrees and then went back up to 31. And it wasn't as cold, quite as cold, as we thought it might be. I think the temperature reached down to that degree, maybe 26 or so. But it didn't feel real cold this morning when Ken and I came in early. And I didn't have to scrape any ice either a little after 5 o'clock. Russ Casper, good morning.
Hey, good morning, good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Excellent. Well, I wanted to note the passing of Richard Greeno.
Yes, I was going to bring that up this morning.
Yes, I knew Richard for many years and kind of came as a surprise,
mm-hmm.
at least to me.
Yeah, me too. I had talked to Richard on Facebook just about 2 weeks ago. Of course, yeah. He was a faithful Party Line listener and a friend of WILO.
And Clinton County Daily News, of mm-hmm. course. I was in Rotary with him, and man, he was just, whether it was dictionaries out to the schools or, helping with fundraising, probably, you know, the epic Prairie Creek Park,
mm-hmm.
The splash pad thing.
Mm-hmm.
He helped lead the charge on that big time, it's not even in service yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the Rotary part of the Prairie Creek Park with the splash pad there.
I always enjoyed talking to Richard about some of his time he spent in Vegas.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And
did you ever see his museum?
No, I did not get a chance.
Oh,
I've seen photos. You know, he shared a bunch of photos with me.
Well, there were some not so good people in pictures in his museum, you know, because it was there was a mob influence there.
Mm-hmm, sure.
He knew some things about the workings because it's the history, you know.
Right.
But,
but yeah, he will be missed for sure.
He had a furniture store for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really a stem winder. He kept winding things up and making things to happen, sometimes in front, sometimes in back.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, he will be missed for sure. And there's as you mentioned, a lot of things that he's been influential on.
Yeah.
In our community.
Yep, that's for sure. Well, I just wanted to note that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, Russ, we appreciate that. Thank you very much. Our leading with 2020 vision will not happen today, so we will hopefully pick that up tomorrow. And then Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, so good to talk to them the other day. And then Ken and I, we had an open day today. But we're going to have Al Romaley on the phone at 9 o'clock. We'll be talking with him. And then the Frankfort Police Department in here tomorrow, we're on the phone, and Clinton County Prosecutor Tony Summer. I hope we can be able to have Tony on, Ken.
I don't know if Tony's ever, I don't know if we've ever had him on a phone interview.
Anymore. Yeah, I know. I think maybe one time, but we'll take what we can get with Tony, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a lot going on, including some open phones here for several minutes. If you would like to call Ken and myself, 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. Russ had mentioned the passing of Richard Greeno, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you knew Richard very well.
Yes, I did.
And he was very influential on a lot of things in our community and certainly will be missed. And it was kind of sudden. Not sure what happened there. But Richard was always in a good mood. And that's one thing I appreciate because it's hard to always be in a good mood. And seems like he always had a smile on his face and a good thing to say. So he will certainly be missed for sure. We've got there's all kinds of Christmas lights all over Frankfort and Clinton County, particularly with the TPA Park and the Festival of Lights they'll have there. Now, we will be playing exclusive Christmas music here on Wylo, 7 to midnight, from Thanksgiving night until Christmas Day, I guess, or Christmas Eve. And what we want you to do is turn on Wylo at 96.9 FM or 1570 AM, or you can stream us on your app or online at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com while you're in your car with the Holiday Festival of Lights going through TPA Park, which should start, I don't know, Ken, do you know when that starts? Yeah, I would say sometime around Thanksgiving pretty soon. When Russ and I were over there a couple weeks talking to him, they were getting pretty close to being done, so... So we'll be doing that, but we've also got the Christmas Celebration of Lights, and what we're doing right now, since everything is moving to a virtual realm on things, we were trying to think about how we could help and still have some Christmas cheer and spread some Christmas cheer here at Wylo. So Russ Casper and Kim Stevens with Frankfort Main Street, along with a few other people, came up with the Christmas Celebration of Lights. So what, it's real easy. What you basically do is go to ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, click on the tab at the very tip top of the page there, and it will take you to a story. And then at the bottom of that page is a submission for homes, and then the other side is submission for businesses. So what you do is a lot of people putting up their Christmas lights early here, because they don't have anything else to do. And they're putting up their Christmas lights, doing their Christmas tree. We ask that any photo you upload be something that you can see from the road. That's one of the rules that they're wanting. So we're looking for the outside of your home or business. And as soon as you get it decorated, you got about 16 days, about 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks, to upload your photos. It's very easy. I did a dry run yesterday at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com now through December 4th. On December 4th, we'll take away those links and we'll put up new links to vote on the homes and businesses that have been uploaded and submitted to our page. So update and upload your Christmas lights now at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And then we'll start having a little fun with it on December 4th. Everybody will get a chance to vote, and we'll announce winners in the week of January 4th. So that'll be something kind of fun and new for this year. And a special thanks to Frankfort Main Street, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Witham Health Services, and WILO, of course. That reminded me of something that I wanted to do here on Clinton County Daily News as we click on that. I was trying to see if we had, I think there's maybe a way we could tell if we got some submissions, but I'm not sure that we had yet, as we just started talking about that yesterday. So I put up a new poll question, Ken, and it's, will you take the vaccine when it's available? We've got 60% yes right now and 40% no. So I think that kind of, that's probably kind of about par for the course, right?
Yep, it is. And the thing of it is, the general public is going to be about the third in line for that. So,
yeah, you know, we hear all these exciting stories come out, but it's like, calm down. It'll be a minute before you get.
Yeah, because you're going to have to get all the emergency workers, all kinds. I mean, EMA, EMS, you know, all those people do that. And you're going to get your people who are in condensed areas like nursing homes.
And frontline workers with hospitals and stuff. Yeah. As it should be, right?
And then after that, we're going to have to see what's how it's doing and go from there.
Right. And, I, you know, it'd be great to get that vaccine here sooner than later. Again, not because everyone has a terrible reaction and it has a high survival rate, but some people that we've known, Ken, it's kind of like a really bad flu. I sure wouldn't want that.
No.
You know, so, you know, you try to do what you can to be safe. So, we'll find out together with the vaccine, and even once it comes out, like Ken said, it'll take a while to trickle down to us.
That's right.
So, so from a state standpoint here, a lot of lawmakers in Indiana are going to wear a face mask at the state house this year, but they're not going to require them, which I thought was kind of strange.
Yeah.
Lawmakers met yesterday and strongly suggested that people in and around the Capitol wear a mask. The legislature, however, will not require masks. There are plexiglass dividers in the Indiana House and Senate. And, of course, lawmakers and visitors are being asked to use hand sanitizer and keep as much distance as they can. Also, some talk about Indiana's hospitals. And it's not that they don't have enough beds for the patients or coronavirus patients. It's that there aren't enough doctors and nurses to go around, Ken. I think we kind of saw this back in March and April. There were some, not in Indiana, but there were some states, talking about especially the low population states like North or South Dakota. Out there, they were asking people, even if you have coronavirus, come in and work if you feel like it. We'll just put you on the coronavirus wing, you know, because they were so desperate for help. Indiana Hospital Association president yesterday said staffing is becoming an issue across the state. He says hospitals in northern and southern Indiana are facing the worst of it. Some of those hospitals are sending patients to other hospitals for treatment, which would make sense. And you told me about this yesterday, but Indiana's governor and first lady going to be taking some time off. Governor Eric Holcomb's office yesterday said the governor and his wife are quarantining after a few members of their security detail tested positive for the coronavirus. Both the governor and his wife are scheduled for a coronavirus test this week. Typically, a coronavirus quarantine lasts 2 weeks.
But he is expected to be on the call for the COVID update today.
Yeah, he can still do the press conferences and stuff from the safety of his Zoom office, I guess, or maybe his home. I think, as a matter of fact, maybe last week's press conference was on Zoom in some capacity. It appeared that they weren't in the same rooms, he and Dr. Box and a couple others. Let's see. There were a couple other. Oh, yeah, with Illinois. I heard you read this morning, Kim. The governor, J.B. Pritzker, has announced that restrictions include shutting down casinos, museums, and theaters. They're shut down totally.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
This will take place Friday. The governor also announced retail stores must drop to 25% capacity, which isn't much, and indoor group sports and all types of gatherings, even at home, are banned. So even at home, you can't do Thanksgiving in your home, technically. Right, this year?
That's right.
Nearly 5,900 patients, almost 6,000, were in Illinois hospitals because of the virus as of Monday night.
And they have stopped all high school sports for right now until probably at least the first of the year.
Okay, entirely?
Entirely.
Yeah.
For right now.
Yeah, if they're doing, if they're banning gatherings even at home, you know, that's pretty crazy. Well, the U.S. is recording its highest one-day death toll from the coronavirus in months. The COVID Tracking Project tweeted more than 1,500 deaths were reported on Tuesday, the most since May 14th. That's about all I'm going to read. I'm going to try to stay away from coronavirus.
Good luck.
A little bit.
That's about all that's out there.
I know. It's all over our show prep. I might read two more here, or maybe one more.
You got your arm twisted.
Yeah. These are interesting stories, though. As some Walmart stores are experiencing runs on certain products, their U.S. CEO, John Furner, said on a earnings call Tuesday that some stores were having trouble keeping cleaning supplies and toilet paper in stock. Furner said the retail giant's inventory of hand sanitizer and masks is very good. However, he did say some stores are struggling to keep up inventory of food items, including deli, bacon, and breakfast foods. He said those items are available, but assortments are smaller than in the past. Also, it has been announced that CVS will be one of the providers of COVID-19 vaccinations when they're available. CVS says the vaccine will be offered at 10,000 locations nationwide. That offering will come after government approval, of course.
Okay.
What do you got, Ken?
Well, believe it or not, there is a place in this country that does not have a reported COVID case.
Yeah?
Lovings County, Texas.
Okay.
However, the clinic there said that there was a patient who did test positive, but that was never reported because the individual is a transient oil and gas worker and was quickly shuttled home.
Okay.
So that's why nobody in Lovings County, Texas has got COVID as of yet. That's the only one, though.
Yeah, it's scary to think that every county in the United States has a little, has at least one, I guess.
Yeah.
I was trying to pull up a story here on that, but they're locking me out. They want me to pay for it. I'm not going to pay for it. Now, that is one of the smallest counties in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
It looks like Dolly Parton's donation to the Vanderbilt University Medical Center might have helped fund Moderna's almost 95% effective coronavirus vaccine. On the Today Show this week, she said she was excited to find out. What did she give, like $1 million?
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd given that to some university there.
Vanderbilt.
And so she says they're excited about making exciting advancements in the cure. So thank you so much, Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. If there is something on your mind, you can give Ken and myself a call at 659-3338 or 1-800-447-4463. The community schools of Frankfort locked down yesterday. We got the full story at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. But, again, just out of caution, right? You just have to be careful when you have crazy things happen.
And the thing of it is, and I was talking to somebody last night, it only takes one of these to make anybody look bad.
Yeah, that's true.
It really doesn't matter, if you have to err on the side of caution. You have to do that.
Absolutely.
And because if you don't do it, and it happens to be the one time that something does happen, you're just done.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of stories out this morning about the COVID fatigue, and how people are tired of that, and gosh, we started talking about that about a month ago, and everybody was over it then. But, the biggest thing is I think we have to hunker down, Might be a long, cold winter. And, I think the biggest thing is there's so many uncertainties, so many unknowns.
Well, as you and I were talking earlier this morning, it affects everybody differently.
Yeah.
And that's the problem.
Physically and emotionally.
And mentally.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why it's such a pain to have to deal with, because what may happen to you may not happen to me, and vice versa. So,
that's the biggest thing is the unknowns, and is there antibodies once you do get it? So then, once you have it and you've quarantined for your 2 weeks or whatever, are you allowed to go back out and you be okay and not wear a mask?
Somebody's got to prove me wrong on this. I still don't think I think we're just going to have to be stuck with this for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too on, particularly, better safe than sorry. Again, if you've already had it, don't walk around all confident, thinking that can't get it again. I have heard of that happening.
I know people,
a couple times.
Yeah, people have had it more than once, and some even two or three times. So I know that's possible.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. So we'll just hope for the vaccine and hope it comes quickly and does a good job.
Yeah, it can come quickly, but it's still got to do its work.
Yeah, yeah. And again, it'll probably be a two-part shot and a booster phase. And
90 days in between.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see how they decide to roll that out. Today's also Mickey Mouse's birthday. Uh-huh. Mickey is the famous mouse, of course, originally drawn as a rabbit named Oswald. Walt Disney changed his mind and made him a squeaky-voiced mouse instead. On November 18th, 1928, crazy.
Yeah.
Disney released the animated feature Steamboat Willie featuring Mickey Mouse. Now, I've seen some video footage of this on Steamboat Willie, and I think it had volume. It had actually audio with it, but it may not have. It might have been a silent one. But Mickey Mouse, I guess that would make him 92 years old today. Well, let's say a good morning to Larry.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Got a question for you.
Okay.
Has the Republican Party destroyed itself?
I don't know. Do you have an opinion on that?
I begin to wonder, because you got two or three versions of the Republican Party now.
You know, I heard I've heard someone talk about that either late last week or earlier this week. That yeah, you're kind of there's a couple different versions right now. Some who are, you know, in favor of Trump continuing his fight. Some who aren't. Some in the middle.
Yep. And Ted Cruz called that Secretary of State from Georgia to having protest, do something about the election. And he said he called the Secretary of State of Arizona, and she said he didn't do it. So what's going on?
I don't know. I really don't know. I know right now there's a couple recounts going on. There's a few legal challenges here and there. Most of those have been thrown out on no evidence claims.
Yeah.
And of course,
the president,
a concession speech is not constitutionally, you don't have to have that concession speech. It's not in the Constitution. But let's just say there's still avenues that the president has, whether it makes him look crazy or not, whether it makes his followers look crazy or not. It's just everybody. I think a majority of Republicans just want to make sure it was fair, and they're willing to wait around a little bit. But then you do get to the point where, you know, if it starts to look pretty not promising, or if Trump gets tired of fighting it, you know.
Yeah, well, it's just like that guy he fired yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The guy kept saying it was fair and honest election and Trump party because he said it.
Yeah.
I saw
that too. Well, if you don't know by now that if you're in the Trump administration, you don't toe the line, or at least most of the time, you'd probably be on your way out.
Yeah, it was, you know, from the get-go, Donald Trump wanted the loyalty to him, not to the country. And they don't owe their loyalty to him. They owe it to the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's my personal opinion. And that's what he said, when he was talking like that, and this is before he was elected, I was very apprehensive about him getting elected if he did get elected.
Are you excited about Joe Biden being the next president?
I'm not particularly, but I'm excited that Trump's going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
But not particularly about Biden, but I don't know anybody else. That Biden may be able to communicate with some of the conservative politicians, in the Senate, maybe. But I'm beginning to wonder, because Moscow Mitch is so set in his ways that it's got to be his way or no way. And we know Lindsey Graham's two-faced, because he was the best buddy of John McCain. Him and McCain just didn't have anything good to say about Trump. And once McCain's dead, there he's sucking up to Trump.
Well, I know that I know that Joe Biden wasn't a lot of Democrats that I've talked to. It sure wasn't their first choice. I'm still surprised he won the primary. You know, I mean, to get here. Again, the party that's inclusive and everything, you know, they choose the oldest white guy they can find.
Well, who are you going to choose?
I don't know, but they're talking about, you know, gay rights and equal rights and minority rights. I figured I'd see a black lesbian up there as a Democratic nominee.
It could be eventually.
Yeah.
Just wait a while.
Yeah. Maybe RuPaul will run as the Democratic nominee next time.
Who?
RuPaul. It's a drag queen. I don't know.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
But compared to what was up there running, I
don't know. I like Trump sticking it to the media. I like Trump sticking up for America most of the time.
Trump isn't sticking up for America.
I felt he was. I think he still is.
I know, sir. He is for Trump. He don't care about this country. Evidently, he has told a lady that runs the CIA to declassify all the agents in Russia that work for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is not for the country. That has nothing to do about this country, helping this country.
Well, I know he's for himself a lot, but as far as what I was looking for, I was glad he was there fighting for us. I'm kind of scared for the future, especially if Joe dies. You know, I mean, he's 78, and you know, he's already got some early onset there of not making sense. And what really scares me is Kamala Harris, because she tore up California as Attorney General, and they're going to do the same crap to America. It's going to be terrible.
I'm going to tell you something. You keep talking about Biden not making sense. Have you ever sat down and listened to Trump's comments?
Yeah.
I mean, listen to him.
Well, they may be things that you don't agree with, but he at least is lucid.
I mean,
he makes sense. I at least understand what he's saying. I understand his words. I don't agree with it always, but he can at least form a sentence.
I beg your pardon.
I would tend to disagree with
you. I don't know. Too. I mean, whether you agree with it or not, I understand what the man's saying. The man
is totally, he'll tell you, he reminded me of a politician we had here in this town one time. Standing in the hallway, I heard him tell one guy one thing, and he went about 15 feet, and another guy talked to him, and he told him just the opposite.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Trump reminds me of, because if you don't like what he had to say about subject A, he'll change his mind the next day.
Well, it's been a quick 4 years, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I still say he's a traitor. I'm sorry, he's a traitor. Especially when he wants to give up all of our spies in Russia to the Russians.
Yeah, well, if he did that, I'd be probably the first one to call him a traitor. I've not seen evidence of that, but... Hey, I gotta go here, Larry.
Bye.